We're in the middle of Simen Lamed Beis, and we're up to Seif Chof Dalid. I know we left off a lot of details in Seif Chof Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, but for now we're just going to move on to Seif Chof Dalid. Mutar lichtov al makom hagerer va'al makom hamchak afilu azkar. So in the place where you scratched off the previous word that was written by mistake. So we had just gotten done talking about if you wrote an extra letter, if you didn't write a letter in. Now we're talking about what you do with the space that you just scratched off from the previous letter that didn't belong there. So it says, obviously, Mishnah Berurah points out that you scratched it out, and it's also dried out. And the machak is that when you erased it when it was still wet, right? So in other words, the difference between mochek, which is what you're basically rubbing off the ink because it's still wet ink, and gerer is when you scratched it off when it was dry already from being wet. So the Shulchan Aruch continues. You're allowed to write on the place where you scratched off or you rubbed off, even a shem hashem. V'lo yimchak ba'od olach elo yabshen or yafe. Really, it's best not to do mechika, not to rub it off when it's still wet. Rather, you should wait till it dries out very well. Ki oz yigra bakal v'lo yishar lo shum roshim. Then you can really scratch it off, and there's not going to be any lasting impression whatsoever. As opposed to if you rub it off while it's wet, you might have something there. So the Mishnah Berurah here explains this idea in the Mechaber that it's very important. The Mechaber is giving you some very good advice, says the Mishnah Berurah. It says, if you look in the Prima Gadim, so he says that first of all, if you leave over any D.O. there, so there's a chashash that you're not allowed to write on it because it's not considered you're writing it on the parchment and it's not clean, etc. So therefore, it's much better to scratch it off after it's completely dry, and therefore you'll be yotzei that. So he says that if there's a chashash that it's not going to work, you're not going to be allowed to write on it. So therefore, it's best to wait till it dries out, and that way you're okay in terms of scratching it off very easily. In addition, there's an idea that if you're going to scratch off the Hashem, let's say you made a mistake in the Shem Hashem, so you have yourself a major problem here. How are you going to get rid of it? It's an isser to erase the Shem Hashem. So one of the things recommended in the poskim is that if you can scratch off the bottom part, the bottom of the lettering, which is the parchment itself, and maintain the integrity of the Shem, that as well would be mutter. That's not called destroying the Shem Hashem. So that obviously can never happen unless it's completely dry. If it's wet, you're just going to be rubbing out the ink and you're going to be violating the isser of Mechikas Hashem, which is obviously a major isser d'oraisa. So that's another place where this Eitzah Tova can play out. Okay, let's see Siv Chaf Hei. Kol Os Shehi Kesuva Shelo Ketikna Ve'ein Surasa Aleha. Anytime you wrote a letter and it's not written properly and it doesn't have the format, the normal formation of the letter, could go Noga Regula Aleph Begava Aleph. Let's say the bottom part, the side, you know, the slanty letter of the Aleph is touching the top of the Aleph. Opnea Aleph Upanim Begag Shetachtel. Or the bottom part of the Aleph is touching, you know, the middle part of the Aleph is touching the bottom part of the Aleph. So it doesn't have the full status of the letter. O Shehoya Regel HaHei or Regel HaKuf Nogim. Right? Or the Regel on the bottom of the Kuf or the Hei, which is not supposed to be attached, is attached. O Shehoya Os Achas Chalukal Shteosios. Or if you wrote one letter in the form of two separate letters. Kigon, Tzadi, Shekosav Yud Nun, Oshin, Shekosav Ayin Yud. So let's see, you have the letter Tzadi. So it's could be written, it's like a Nun, meaning the top left. It's best if you're looking at a Shulchan Aruch here, you can just look at the letters. The top left of the letter is like a Nun, and then it goes down and there's a regel on the bottom, and then you write over a yud on the top right hand side, a little slanted towards the right. So now instead of the connector between the top right and the top left, it looks like two separate letters. It looks like a yud on the top right and a nun, which is a little misshapen, on the top left going down. Or shin, because of ayin yud, same thing with a shin. Shin looks like an ayin, and then you wrote a yud on top, attaching on the top right to the rest of the ayin. oches, shnei zayinin, right? And ksav beis Yosef, a ches is a zayin and a zayin with a little gag connecting the two. V'acha shekosav lefanav chazar v'tiknam, and then you wrote the letters, and then you went back and you fixed them. Havi shalokis sidron upsulin. That's called writing shalokis sidron, and it is officially pasul. You can't fix it that way. But let's say you have two letters that are stuck together. There, if you wrote two letters together and now you want to separate them out into two separate letters, that's considered okay. Since it had the format of the letter already, just separating it out is considered fixing the letter, but it's not considered writing them from scratch.